This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now are Jimmy Fullen, who is the chief deputy from Galveston, Sheriff Brad Coe, Sheriff of Kinney County, and Luan Pham, who's the chief revenue and marketing officer for Byrna Technologies. Now, folks, let's talk about what's going on in this country right now. The number one issue that people are concerned about is immigration. It is the number one news story. And amazingly, even though I am here in Midtown Manhattan, as far away from the Texas border as you could possibly be, the truth is that we are now suffering from the influx of immigrants. The minority community is now playing second fiddle as they lose playgrounds, schools, and after-school programs to facilities that are now being used for illegal immigrants. You can call them migrants. To me, they're illegal until a judge says they're legal. But more than that, we've got issues of Venezuelans in New York taking down police, assaulting them, gangs of them getting involved in assaulting each other in some of the migrant centers. We've got one individual today who is in Arizona who murdered a woman in New York City, and then he went to Arizona and stabbed and almost killed two women. So I don't have to tell you that it's not just an economic issue. It is a crime issue, a safety issue, and a national security issue. And so how do we deal with it with a Biden administration that has allowed 7.2 million illegals to breach our borders and give them literally a welcoming mat? And in New York City, you get $10,000 each, whereas our veterans, our homeless, and minority community doesn't get that at all. So we've got some people who are on the front lines. They see it, experience it, and suffer it. It is clearly a humanitarian situation, a national defense issue, but these guys are dealing with it day in and day out. And so I thought it was important for you to hear from them on the front lines, how they're handling it. And I want to talk first with Chief Deputy Jimmy Fullen from Galveston County. I expect him to be Sheriff of Galveston County in the next 24 hours, and Sheriff Brad Coe. Now, my understanding is that, is it Brad, were you the one who first found out about Byrna Technologies, and how did you integrate that into your experience with the migrants?
Well, appreciate you taking time to talk to us today. I found out through Jimmy Fullen, because his deputies were carrying that device. And after we saw it, Jimmy actually reached into his own pocket and donated two for us to get trained with and see if we liked them. And I give all the praise on that one to Jimmy.
All right. Well, then, Jimmy, I'm going to go right to you then. Jimmy, you found out about Byrna Technologies and this non-lethal weapon almost 4 years ago when it first came out. What attracted you to it? Why are you using it? And why are you sharing it with other law enforcement agencies?
Well, again, Judge, I'd like to echo what Sheriff Coe just said. We appreciate you taking us on and actually getting the news out about the Byrna technology. Yeah. I got involved in it because at one point the taser, we actually used taser as a non-lethal weapon of choice. But then when I saw the Byrna come out and I looked at it and I saw the demonstration on it, I said, you know what, this is a lot more effective, because in order to use that taser as a less lethal option, you have to be within 20 to 25 feet of a suspect. Whereas the Byrna non-lethal, you could be up to 60 feet, even sometimes up to 75 feet. So if you have a suspect that's threatening, you got plenty of time to react and use that less than lethal option on him, which is the Byrna. And it's a very effective tool.
Yeah, and, you know, the Byrna, the tasers, there's been a lot of issues with tasers. But the Byrna technology, it's a non-lethal weapon. And so law enforcement would have their weapon, their sidearm, and then they would also have a Byrna. But is it different in terms of the weight? And, you know, it's non-lethal, so is it effective?
It's very effective. And let me tell you, I've had 100% success with Byrna tech, with the Byrna. Absolutely.
When Jimmy first brought him down here, we looked at him, and the deputies were very interested because, like Jimmy said, it's an extra tool. We've been carrying the tasers for a number of years, which we've had great success with that also. But with the Byrna system, we've had instances where we're trying to get people out of the car, they're starting to resist. We just put a couple of pepper balls in that car. It's surprised how fast they come out. And anything that'll keep my deputies from getting hurt, I'm all for.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, I'm going to go back to Jimmy Fullen and Brad Coe. You know, you've got Operation Lone Star in Texas. What are you seeing? Who are you seeing come through the border? I know there's a reduction now that most of the immigrants are now coming through California and Arizona. But give New Yorkers an idea of what you're seeing, because we're just seeing a minute percentage of what's coming through the border.
Well, here recently, since Governor Abbott took control of one of the key crossing areas in our area, the numbers were dropping. Last night, Border Patrol ended up catching over 700 just in the Eagle Pass area.
And, you know, there's no vetting of these individuals. So in New York City, we're hearing about MS-13 now joining up with a group called Tren de Aragua, A-R-A-G-U-A, which is one of the most violent. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they're a very violent Venezuelan gang. We've dealt with MS-13 here, and when I was in Washington, D.C., they were up there, and they were very violent. But this Venezuelan gang makes them look like kindergarten kids.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're seeing it now with murders. And look, when you start attacking law enforcement, you've got no respect for authority. And they do it in gangs. They literally will take on the police, kick them. I think everyone has seen the viral video from New York City. But that's nothing compared to what you guys are seeing down in Texas. And yet the Supreme Court comes out and the Supreme Court says, well, you know, maybe we can cut back that razor wire. But Greg Abbott, to his credit, is continuing to defend the state of Texas.
Right. And that's part of the Texas Constitution. When the state of Texas joined the union, part of that guarantee that joining up, the federal government would protect our borders. Now that the federal government is refusing to, the governor has every right to stand up and protect the border for us. And the thing is, it's costing the state of Texas money. It's not costing the federal government a dime.
Right.
Governor Abbott is doing this strictly with Texas money.
Well, and, you know, the amazing part of this, and, you know, when you tie in the Byrna launcher, is the fact that, you know, you don't end up shooting using a lethal weapon. You don't end up, you know, on desk duty because you've shot your a lethal weapon. You can just keep working through with this, and there are no lethal injuries. And that's the good part, the best part, the reason that I have a Byrna. I will never hesitate to use it when I sense that there is trouble, whether it's the kinetic ball that comes out of the launcher or whether it is the pepper spray. Correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
A lot of times, you know, shooting and they're in that heavy brush. I like what Jimmy said. He shoots a chemical irritant round in the dark or in an area where he can't see, the aggressors. You can hear them coughing, and it's easy to track them down that way. And in the end, you know, they're able to apprehend these folks, and no one dies. Everybody lives, and the officers get to go home to their families. And the illegals are sent to where they need to be processed back.
Right, right. And kudos to Greg Abbott, who could care less about New Yorkers and all the elites calling him, you know, a xenophobe and all that other hogwash. And the fact that you believe that the burner technologies are the most effective way to combat some of this, these issues in scenarios where lethal force is not called for, is certainly a testament to the importance of the burner technology, which I totally believe in. I am, you know, all in on that. And I think that my listeners, if you just go to burner.com/Janine, you can get yourself a burner. Take a look at it. It is a godsend in terms of protecting yourself. And I want to thank everybody, Luan Pham and Sheriff Bradco, as well as Jimmy Constable, Chief Deputy Jimmy Fullen, who's going to be the sheriff in Galveston. I think I got that straight at the end. Maybe not. But, guys, you're doing God's work, and we thank you for everything you're doing. Take care.
Thank you, Judge.
You too. All right, everybody. And never forget, that's the promise we made. And make sure that you go to t2t.org to donate $11 a month. Join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on its mission of doing good in honor of America's heroes. That's t2t.com.
This is the Judge Janine Show.